Grain futures, we are mixed. We did get our turnaround Tuesday across the board overnight. As typical, we get to the day session and the selling vigilantes showed up. They only succeeded in pulling the wheat lower in the session, but we are still maintaining strength in the corn and soybeans. Late yesterday, we got our monthly crush numbers for the NOPA, and that was for the month of December. Solid numbers on crushing for beans. And to top it off, they lowered our stock oil supplies in November, so the oil stocks numbers were less than expected, prompting a sharp rally overnight in the soybean oil market, well over a penny a pound, along with soybeans getting a lift from that. Adding to that is we had the Office of Management and Budget, they released the Treasury 45Z guidelines. This helps boost more green diesel tax credits by about 32 cents a gallon. They released a complicated 170-page recommendations that now undergo public hearing processes, but it helps establish further the clean fuel production credit to take away some of this we-don't-know-what's-going-to-happen mentality. Something is on the way. And so that is supporting beans. Corn got support off of that as well. So the rally in crude oil today tied to a drone, an Iranian drone that dared to get close to a U.S. aircraft carrier fleet. Of course, it was dutifully shot out of the sky, but just the threat of it that they can maybe reach out and touch someone has crude oil up $1 a barrel, so that's supportive for corn as well. So presently we have soybeans leading the advance today, up 4¾ cents on the March contract, 10.65, May gaining 4¼, 10.76¾. The corn for March up 2 cents, 4.27¾, May gaining 2 cents, 4.35½. Now wheat, Chicago yesterday was a stronger one, and today trying to hold up as French milling wheat did push to a new 70-day high today, retreated slightly to close unchanged as the Ukrainian and Russian wheat crops experiencing bitterly 12 below plus degree temperatures for the fourth night in a row. There's areas of no snow cover, cracked soil, as it typically is when it gets dried. And so whether they get adequate rain later on in the spring when this crop reestablishes itself, they need cool, wet temperatures to get things rolling, get that tillering process, later on stooling to help overcome what damage could be, which right now is unquantifiable. But for now, wheat, Chicago off a half a penny, 5.27¼. Kansas March lower by 3. 5.32¼ on the spreads. March, Minneapolis giving up a penny and a quarter. 5.70¼ with Minneapolis May down a penny and a half. 5.83½. Cattle futures, we are higher today, taking out yesterday's highs. Follow-through buying after yesterday pretty much put the cattle market back where it was Friday before the risk-off, throw the baby out with the bathwater trade took place, driving cattle futures lower into the close ahead of that report. Today, box beef jumping $2.66 on the choice, putting it back over $3.70. Select up $2.85. So the Packers, they'll lose money bidding up for cattle this week. They just won't lose as much. The board finds February cattle up $1.50 at $2.39.62. April cattle gaining $1.42 at $2.40.95. June cattle up $1.85, $2.36.17. If we can hold these levels into the close, this would be a breakout from recent congestion. Same thing goes for feeders, which have been slowly trying to advance above the 365 mark, which has been a congestive area. March feeders today up $1.20, $3.67.55 on a big discount to cash. April feeders up $1.30, $3.65.47. August feeders are gaining as well, $1.82 to $3.60.40. Hogs continuing their strength with April up $1.52, $98.15. We pushed the June hogs through the 110 mark. We're up $1.10 right now at $110.87. In the metal markets, we're all over the place today, but we are recovering smartly from yesterday. When I say all over the place, is intraday action has been quite volatile. April gold today up $271 an ounce, $4,926. We did stick our nose through 5,000 briefly earlier today. March silver got as high as $89, up over $12. Currently up $6.80 to $83.81. Now you see why I said all over the place. The dollar index softer by 21 cents to 97.28. Bitcoin making multi-month lows here earlier in the session. We are down $4,631 on the Bitcoin, what is that here? The February contract, we're at $74,295. Ethereum down $185, $2,140. And crude oil, like I said, higher today on a drone threat in the Mediterranean, the Arabian Sea. The March crude oil contract up $1.05 right now at $63.19. Gasoline for March up 4.5 cents a gallon, $1.89.5. Diesel fuel, 5 cents a gallon higher today, $2.41. Any questions? You can always find us at our website where our phone numbers are and your ability to get a free 30-day trial to our newsletter, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.